GEM strongly condemns this illegal and criminal judgment or criminal sentence issued by one of the government courts. And you know that GEM doesn't recognize these courts because actually they are, against the law and against the international humanitarian law. And there is no surprise the government, which committed genocide against the people of Darfur and is still committing, genocide against the people of Blue Nile and South Kordofan, it's no surprise that, they can make this kind of judgment and sentences. And as I said, Ibrahim Almas and other GEM prisoners of war are prisoners of war under international law, namely under international humanitarian law, Geneva Convention 1949, Protocol 2. So either, political detainees, prisoners of war, they are not subject for any kind of court or something. But like I said, this is genocidal regime is so desperate and now want to wage war against the South Sudan and waging war against his own people in Darfur, in South Kordofan and Blue Nile. And now actually they are, issuing this kind of sentence against our prisoners of war, namely Ibrahim Almas and our other prisoners and other, comrades as well.
They were charged with terrorism, illegally carrying arms and murder. Now, if you murder somebody like the Sudanese armed forces, don't you think that the law should be applied to you?
What is the law? If there is law, I think al-Bashir should be now before the International Criminal Court. If there is a law, Abdurrahim Mohamed Hussein, the defense minister, should be now actually before the International Criminal Court, and so Harun and Kosheb and the others. The entire regime is criminal regime. So that's why I said GEM doesn't recognize their courts, because these are illegal courts actually acting against the international law and against the will of the people of Sudan. And as I said, Geneva Convention Protocol 2 is applied actually to our prisoners of war. So, and we are in a conflict which is recognized by international community and recognized by international law. So our prisoners of war shouldn't be tried and shouldn't be subject to any kind of this sentence or something like that.
You said you do not recognize the Sudanese court. Now, what are you going to do about this? Because the sentence will be carried out.
The government of Sudan, they should know, if they carried out this sentence. They can use it actually for maybe internal consumption, actually, to unify their own party, which is so divided right now. And we know the NCP, the ruling party, is so desperate, because now the economy is collapsing. Now, actually, they have a lot of problems with the south of Sudan. People of Sudan right now, actually, they want, actually, democratic change. And al-Bashir himself, as I said, he has a lot of people against him in his own party or something. So he wants to divert the attention by this kind of sentence or something like that. But like I said, GEM is a very strong organization. GEM has a popular support. GEM, actually, is always acting according to the values and principles of international law. Till now, actually, unilaterally, we released more than 400 Sudanese prisoners of war, government prisoners of war. This has to be very sure. This sentence, actually, against our prisoners of war, is going to complicate things in Sudan. It's going, actually, to deepen the crisis of Sudan. That's why I call upon the international community, upon the United Nations, upon the Council of Human Rights, upon all the concerned international organizations to act and to intervene to stop this illegal sentence against prisoners of war, because this is going to complicate things. And this, again, is the law, and again, is international humanitarian law, just like I said or something. So I want all these organizations to live up to their responsibilities to intervene so that they can stop this kind of sentences. Because this regime, if it carried out these sentences, I don't know, but, situation will and the crisis will be deepened more and more.